Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to complete our series on diligence. And diligence has been a good topic as we think about what it takes to be a disciple in the 21st century. Today, the title of our teaching is All In. The scripture text comes from 2 Peter 1:10. Brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. In this series, we define diligence as steady, earnest, and energetic effort. The opposite of diligent is negligence or sloth. While the result of one's diligence is accomplishment of one's goal, negligence, on the other hand, usually results in loss or failure. In the early part of our series, we talked about examples in the Bible of people who were diligent. We began with the example of the woman with the issue of blood. Her diligence and pushing through the crowd resulted in her reward of health. We talked about Elijah and Elisha, how they were able and consistent in presenting the message of repentance to Israel. We also discussed David and his persistence and faithful performance of minor duties, and those lessons that he learned as a shepherd, and then relating them to the kingship of Israel. The word diligence entered English in the 4th century by way of Anglo-French. It comes from the Latin verb dilirere, meaning to value or esteem highly or to love. Therein is the opportunity to see diligence as it relates to those things we value or esteem. Being a follower of Christ is to be pursued with diligence. In Luke 9:57-62, Jesus made it clear that those who wish to be his disciples would need to value, highly esteem, and love him more than anything. Discipleship would require them to be all in. And the scripture reads, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.'" Jesus was telling the disciples they would need to be all in. Discipleship is made possible by both diligence and love. That's why Jesus emphasized that the greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, life's ultimate goal is to diligently love the Lord. All actions flow from the posture of our hearts. When we make diligence the common ingredients in everything we do, we choose to do godly things. We set a standard for ourselves that will propel us forward toward godliness and a life of excellence. One Bible commentator explained the need for diligence in our faith walk this way: "Unless we diligently pursue righteousness and obedience, we will experience failure. That's why it requires us to be all in. Are we all in? Are we ready to diligently follow our Lord and Savior wherever He would lead you, wherever He would lead you and I? We close this study on diligence with a scripture that you can meditate on, and it comes from Hebrews 6, chapter 11th and 12th verse. Meditation on God's Word is a spiritual discipline which allows the Holy Spirit to engrave God's Word on our heart and in our mind. Memorizing it, if you can allows you to repeat it as you go throughout the day. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you receive God's Word with meekness and engraft it upon your soul. Hebrews 6, 11 through 12 reads this way, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And we want each one of you to show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope to the very end, so that you will not become sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And if you would like to begin to practice your diligence, if you would like to establish an all-in approach to loving Jesus and following Him as a disciple, we invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and go from there. Thank you so much for following us today. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.